This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Officials say more Denver residents are dying at an alarming rate from a certain opioid. Denverite's Esteban Hernandez has the details.
Data released this week shows fatal drug overdoses in Denver involving fentanyl, a powerful opioid that can be 100 times stronger than morphine, tripled in Denver between 2018 and 2019. City officials said the drug was found in nearly 25% of all fatal drug overdoses last year. Denver had more than 200 drug-related deaths. Officials say they're working with local partners to alert users when fentanyl is found in the city's recreational drug supply. I'm Esteban Hernandez, Denverite.
Scientist and educator Trish Zorino suspended her campaign today for the Democratic nomination for the U.S. Senate from Colorado. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
Thanking her supporters via Twitter, Zorino put an end to her long-shot grassroots campaign. She said her way to getting on the ballot was dependent on meeting voters at events across the state, but COVID-19 put an end to that. She added that in these tough economic times, it didn't feel right to rely on donations. While her campaign has ended, she thinks it has helped lay the groundwork for the next generation of women and science in government. I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
We've had a couple of days of highs in the 50s along the northern Front Range, but tonight it's back to snow and colder weather. Currently 51 and mostly cloudy skies for Metro Denver, 58 and sunny in Pueblo. This is CPR News.